Jonah, I'm not talking to you now, Raymond, it's all right. Although, you know, you can take it to heart if you want. Jonah, the reason I like Jonah is because it's actually a story about a human being, isn't it? Someone who's got human responses. Jonah had lots and lots of faults. It appears, for whatever reason, he was a bit of a racist, because he certainly didn't like the Ninevites, and he wasn't going to go there. He was happy to preach in Israel, we assume, but he didn't like the Ninevites, for whatever reason. You can read it through, and he ran away, and you can think, was Jonah a coward? I'm not sure he was a coward, but I think he just really, really, really didn't want to do it. What do you reckon, Jonah? Was that... You're not a coward, are you? And he also sulked a lot, didn't he? Particularly at the end there, when the Ninevites did what God said. Praise the Lord, the Ninevites have repented. Except Jonah said, well, I didn't want that to happen. I knew that would happen. And he sulked under his plant, and when his plant was eaten as well. I think probably Jonah thought he was a bit better than the Ninevites. He thought he was one of God's people. And these horrible, smelly Ninevites weren't. They were just horrible people who had no right to the grace of God. He was very up and down emotionally, wasn't he, I guess? We saw that at times he was happy, and at times he was sad. And at times we couldn't decide if he was happy or sad, but he was one of them. He was very up and down, wasn't he? He was very emotional. And we're a bit like that, aren't we? We have our faults. We can be annoyed with God, or annoyed with each other, or we can sulk. Anyone here ever not sulked? Anyone sulking at the moment? Oh, that's good. Yeah. We all sulk. We all go up and down emotionally. Some more than others. We all know people who go very up and down emotionally and some people who are very level. But we all go up and down a bit emotionally. To be fair to Jonah, he was quite brave at times, wasn't he? Because he got to the boat. He fell asleep. A storm came up. And Jonah realised it was to do with him, and he said to the guys, throw me overboard, it's my fault, throw me overboard. Yeah, that was a pretty brave thing to do, because he didn't know what was going to happen there. He didn't know that a whale that looked very much like a shark was going to come and swallow him. He didn't know that was going to happen. He just thought he'd be thrown in the water and he'd drown. So he was quite brave. The sailors didn't want to do it, did they? Which is a really interesting part of the story. When you look at sort of heroes in story, to me, the real heroes in this story were the sailors, because they didn't want to throw Jonah overboard. They did everything they could. They tried as hard as they could to row the boat to safety. They said, no, we don't want to harm you, Jonah. But they couldn't. And in the end, very, very, very reluctantly, they chucked him overboard. And then God used him anyway. God gave him a second chance, as it said in the video. He gave the Ninevites a second chance. God used Jonah despite his faults, despite the things he'd done wrong. The sailors, it says that they turned to God because of what they saw. Because they saw the storm calm when they threw Jonah overboard, what the Bible says is they turned to God. That's incredible when you think about it. But they saw the power of God. God used Jonah even when he was being disobedient. Isn't that interesting? God used Jonah even when he was doing the wrong thing. Would those sailors, and I don't know the answer to this, but I throw this out for people to think about. If those sailors did turn to God, which it appears they did, would they have done that if Jonah had gone straight to Nineveh? It would appear not. I know we don't know what God's plans are, but it would appear they wouldn't have done. Because Jonah did the wrong thing, God was still able to use it. Now, I don't really understand that. And it's not something for you to say, go out and do all the wrong things because God will still use you. That's not what I'm saying. But it's interesting, isn't it? God still was able to use Jonah. And he used him with the Ninevites as well. Jonah, as you said, when you got to Nineveh and you said, you're all going to die unless you repent, you'd have expected them to beat you up, is what you'd have thought would happen. Can you imagine going to, I don't know, any place you can think of now and saying that? What you wouldn't expect is the king or the leader or the council leader or whatever to rise up and say, goodness me, he's right, let's change our ways. But that's what happens. Now, we don't know what had been going on in Nineveh. We don't know what God had been doing behind the scenes in Nineveh to prepare them. But the Ninevites, almost straight away from what we see in the story, said, he's right, we need to change our ways. And King Jake lay down in the dust, didn't he, and took off your royal robes and all sorts of other things, and said, we must turn to God. God still used Jonah, even when he got things wrong, and then when he eventually got it right. And the final thing that I find great with Jonah is he was still miserable. He was still a miserable so-and-so. He wasn't happy that they'd repented. You weren't happy, were you? You weren't happy. He wasn't happy. I wonder what he wanted to happen. I wonder what he expected the outcome to be. I wonder what he wanted the outcome to be. Did he want the outcome to be that Nineveh would say, no, nothing, go away, Jonah, they'd throw him out, and he'd get destroyed. He'd say, see, God, I was right. But in the end, he still actually said that. He said, see, God, I was right. I knew you'd have mercy on them. How sad that he would think like that. How sad that he didn't want God to forgive people. How sad that he wasn't prepared to forgive people. And that's sort of where I want to stop with this. Are there people in your life who you struggle with to forgive? People who've done wrong things? It could be in the world in general. We see terrible things going on. It's very easy to look at countries and rightly to condemn what some of them are doing, what's happening in certain places. But God still cares about those people. I don't know how that works out in practice, but God still cares. But what about in your own lives, in your own families, in your own neighbourhood, with people who you're close to, you work with, you socialise with, who you struggle with? Sometimes God says to us, you need to forgive them in the same way that I forgave the Ninevites, even though they didn't deserve it, same way as I used Jonah and gave him a second chance, even though he didn't deserve it. Are there people in your life that you need to forgive, that you need to stop thinking bad things about? Yeah, like Jonah needed to stop thinking bad things about the Ninevites. We don't know whether he did eventually or not, because the story stops quite abruptly. Jonah was human. He got things wrong. God still used him. We are human. But he also got things right. He also did the right things, and God used him. We're human. God will use us if we allow him to. Even when we get things wrong, God will still use us. That's where I want to stop. Where are we? I just want to pray. Normally we have a time of open prayer. We won't do that today. But I just want to pray for a few things that are going on in the church.